There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Casey Foreman. Casey is a contributor for Blue Man Hoop. The website is ran by Fansided and it provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and he is also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. On the program, we discussed the first-round series between the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets and the current second-round series between the Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies, and so much more. Casey is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app and place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code EASY200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
You're a small business. You work hard, but you don't have a huge marketing budget, and you're always looking for new ways to find customers. Have you ever thought about audio? You're listening to an ad right now, aren't you? Introducing AudioGo, a new online platform that lets you run ads on the top podcast and digital radio stations. Don't have a radio ad? We'll make one for you. Sign up for free today at audiogo.com. AudioGo, audio advertising made simple.
BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Register using code EASY200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 moneyline wager on any Major League Baseball game and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today with the king of sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Sam's Town Shreveport Casino.
Poole on the run. Scoop layup is good. Thompson. Catch, drive. Off 1 foot. Nails it. Steph Curry kicks it out to Looney. Back to Curry. Head fake. One dribble. Three-pointer. Got it.
I couldn't have gone to the Wharton School.
Thompson. Count it. And the foul. Klay Thompson with a chance for a three-point play. Poole the drive to Looney. Looney gathers, kicks the puck out. Poole a three-pointer. Curry gets inside and banks it home. It just goes crack.
Draymond Green had a bunch of turnovers early as Morant is fouled. But he has done a little bit of everything since then.
And you don't want to give a great player a steady diet of how you're defending him. So every now and then, surprise, blitz him, jump him, and disrupt his rhythm.
Shot clock at 6. Anderson makes his move, barrels into Poole. Offensive foul. Anderson doesn't agree, but Poole did an excellent job moving his feet. He's not, John Morant's not looking over at the bench.
But sometimes technical, you got to, I'm sorry, Mike.
Technical foul, Mark on.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the NBA on ABC, and, of course, that was the Golden State Warriors handling their business, beating the Memphis Grizzlies in Game 3 of their Western Conference semifinal series. You heard Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole handling their business in Game 3, but also the last audio that you heard was Ja Morant suffering an injury in Game 3 that could turn a tide in the series, either going Golden State's way or maybe Memphis could be motivated by this. We're going to talk more about this series so far, as well as the series that Golden State completed in the first round against the Denver Nuggets. We want to welcome him back to the program. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site dedicated to the NBA's Golden State Warriors, and the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Let's welcome him back, Casey Foreman. Casey, welcome back, my man.
Hey, what's going on, Ed? Thanks for having me back on the show. Excited to talk some Golden State basketball, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir, once again for coming back on and taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So we're going to talk about this Golden State-Memphis series so far in just a moment, but I want to talk about Golden State's victory over now the two-time league MVP, Nikola Jokic, and the Denver Nuggets. What were your takeaways from the Warriors' victory over the Nuggets in that series?
I had a couple of takeaways. One, starting with the Warriors, looking at what they put out there on the floor. It was the first time all season long we saw that patented Warriors death lineup. You know, obviously that was famous back when they had Kevin Durant. You know, Andre Iguodala was a big part of the team alongside the three Hall of Famers that they have now. But now a little bit of a switch up to that rotation, Jordan Poole, Andrew Wiggins, the new patented death lineup. And, you know, ever since we saw that get debuted, I think it was in game one or game two, throughout that entire series, I feel like that was the talk of the NBA media world, just how good can this new death lineup be? Is this the best five-man rotation in basketball? I think it very well could be. I think it's up there in the running for the best five-man rotation in the league right now, especially in this year's postseason. So that was my first takeaway. We finally got to see that, you know, those five players on the court at the same time. And we saw how, you know, how much of a great success it was outscoring the Denver Nuggets practically every single time. Like I said, those five guys were out there. Also the trio of Jordan Poole, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson, in my opinion, as well as that death lineup, that five-man rotation, this could be the best, you know, three-man offensive trio in the NBA playoffs. We saw that on display in Game 3 against Memphis. We also saw that in a couple of games against Denver. But looking at what those three guys can do on the floor, you know, there's a reason now we're seeing them share the court even more here in the playoffs, especially against this Memphis Grizzly team. So those are my two first takeaways, how good that offensive trio is between Steph, Klay, and Poole. You know, Poole's emergence, everyone finally seeing what this guy can do on the biggest stage possible, the NBA playoffs, how good that five-man rotation is, that new death lineup. But also going on Denver's side, it showed me and it proved to me that Nikola Jokic is rightfully so. He is this year's MVP. The way he was able to will that team, he had one player averaging over 15 points per game besides him on the roster. That was Aaron Gordon. He was actually just under about 15 points. We'll bump him up there for the sake of the argument. Talking about a guy like Joel Embiid, he had three other players averaging over 15 points per game on his roster. So the fact that he was able to bring that team to be a sixth seed in the Western Conference, you know how competitive that Western Conference is. And the last three games of the series, I know games one and two weren't exactly close in Golden State, but the final three games of the series, you know, could have gone either way. He actually willed the Nuggets to, I believe, a game four victory because the Warriors were up 3-0. But the fact that he was able to bring that team to this stage and compete at a high level, like I said, the final three games of the series could have gone either way. It proved to me how great Nikola Jokic is and that he does, in fact, deserve to win back-to-back MVPs.
I had the Joker winning back-to-back MVPs as well, Casey. And, again, you mentioned about Golden State. That was a great takeaway that I got from this as well, the trio with Steph, Clay, Jordan, and, of course, the five-man rotation when you add Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green to the mix as well. But, man, that was a series where Jordan Poole really emerged. I mean, he really showed signs of emerging in the second half of the year in the absence of Steph, and then with Steph coming back, and then with this playoff run, we're seeing it so far, and this could be the setup of big things going forward with the Golden State Warriors. So you mentioned about, we talked about Nuggets-Warriors series, we talked about your takeaways, we also talked about now the two-time league MVP and Nikola Jokic. Now let's get to this current series with the Memphis Grizzlies. Casey, this has been one roller coaster ride so far. We've seen ejections. We've seen blatant moves for all intents and purposes. We've seen fines. Mm-hmm. We've seen injuries. I mean, I knew this series would be outstanding, but, man, this has been one heck of a roller coaster ride. What are some words that you would describe this series so far between Memphis and Golden State?
Erratic, intense, it's the old guys in Golden State going up against the young guys in Memphis, and this team kind of reminds me of Golden State before they went on their championship runs. You have the dynamic point guard, putting on shows on a nightly basis. You have a great shooter to accompany him in Desmond Bain. You got Jaren Jackson Jr., Dylan Brooks, some gritty guys who can also score the basketball and play some defense on the other side of the ball. A new up-and-coming coach in Taylor Jenkins. So I think this Memphis team, shows a lot of signs of what we saw early in Golden State, and they're kind of trying to prove right now, hey, just because we're young, just because we haven't been, in this moment as many times as you have, it doesn't mean we're less deserving of being here, and it doesn't mean, we're not going to, give you our best shot, give you our best punch. So I've been really impressed with Memphis, but, man, you're right. I expected this series to be a good one. If not a great one, but it has blown my expectations out of the water. I did not expect the intensity to be this high. And it's just kind of showing you Memphis, they said they're not ducking any smoke. They're running up the chimney. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Do I agree with some of their post-game comments regarding Jordan Poole and that whole injury with Ja Morant? No. I'm guessing we'll talk about that here while I'm on the show as well. I haven't appreciated some of the immature talk and some of the finger pointing you've seen on that Memphis side, but this series, as it has for you, it's blown my expectations away.
Wow, it's blown away a lot of people's expectations as well. And you got to remember, Memphis and Golden State played in the play-in tournament game last season.
Right.
Memphis pulling off the upset and beating Golden State at the Chase Center in San Francisco, and you mentioned several key players in this series, Jordan Poole, Ja Morant, along with Dylan Brooks, and then Gary Payton II, who is going to be out for this series due to a fractured elbow. This has just been, as I said earlier, one roller coaster ride, and like you said, it's been intense, but it's been erratic. Just kind of give me your thoughts for you covering this and writing the blogs and whatnot. What do you make of just, I guess I'll use this word, kind of the cattiness between both teams and You know, Memphis has said their things. Golden State has said their things. It's been very interesting, both on the court and off the court. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's been just as interesting, if not more interesting, off the court. You know, all the tweets, all the comments by Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Taylor Jenkins, Jaren Jackson Jr., Ja Morant, et cetera, have seen so much off the court. It's almost taking away from the greatness that we've been seeing on the court, specifically from Ja Morant, who's averaging about 38 points per game in this series. Absolutely insane. But as far as the off-the-court stuff, you know, it makes the game a little bit more entertaining. It makes more people want to tune in. And that narrative is going on off the court. You know, it builds for a better storyline. We know from the NBA, a lot of what drives the ratings are the storylines of the matchups. And I think, you know, they're doing their part, maybe a little bit of WWE, you know, how much they bring in the dramatic roles and, you know, the charactership and stuff like that. I think we're kind of seeing that off the court, you know, with this Warriors and with this Grizzlies matchup. And like I said, you know, it's been tough. Like you said this earlier, you know, both teams have said things. Both teams have done things that I don't agree with. That flagrant foul on Draymond Green in game one, I don't agree with it being a flagrant two, but it was definitely unnecessary contact, and he deserved to be put with a flagrant foul. I wouldn't personally have ejected him in the first half of game one. Luckily, Golden State was still able to, you know, show their willpower and get that victory in a very close game. And then the same thing on the other side with Dylan Brooks. I think most people can agree that that was a very unnecessary, very deserving of a flagrant two. We saw Steve Kerr in the post-game press conference maybe being a little bit dramatic, but saying how it did break the code and there was a code between players. And then we saw Ja come out after game three with the video of Jordan Poole, you know, somewhat tugging on that knee saying, broke the code, right? So it's been going back and forth. We're only three games into the series. We'll see how far it goes. But I think this dramatic talk off the court is going to continue. You know, off the court stuff has been entertaining. I think it's driving ratings. I think that is a big reason. That's why this is the most viewed series in the second round of the playoffs.
Rightfully so. Again, it's been a while since we had a rivalry this intense on the court and off the court between these two teams. We're going to get into Golden State in a little bit, but I want to talk about Ja Morant for a moment. Going forward, we know that Ja has only been in the league for 3 years now, but he's had injuries, particularly with his knees. I want to know, what do you think he needs to do in order to enhance his career? Do you think he needs to get in the weight room and devote more to weight training so he can build up enough muscle to withstand the pain? Or do you think he needs to develop more of an outside game? Because we know his game is explosive and very athletic and above the rim. But do you think in order to enhance his career and to be healthy going forward for Memphis, do you think he needs to build up more upper body strength or maybe work on an outside game? What's your take on Ja going forward?
I think both of those things are, you know, is the approach that Ja needs to take. Is he a fine size right now? Definitely. And I don't think that's his biggest concern. We saw smaller guards like Steph Curry, despite his smaller size. Obviously, Steph has gotten bigger over time. Now, you know, the best shape that he's been in his life, arguably, Steph is in now. I'm not able to push him around as much with the weight he's put on. But I'm also thinking of guys like Allen Iverson, you know, Kyrie Irving. These are smaller guards, don't have too much of muscle on them, and they were able to thrive. Injuries have been a big factor in Kyrie's career, so you could point to that if you wanted to. Iverson, though, was pretty consistent. You know, he was pretty healthy throughout the majority of his career. So I don't think weight training is the number one thing, though. I do think it's important, and we've seen how much it has enhanced a guy like Steph's game. So he definitely needs to be doing that. But he needs to just, you know, I think of a guy like Derrick Rose, and I think that is a big comparison for a guy like Ja, how explosive he was getting to the basket next to anybody. You know, nobody could stop him to getting to the rim. I think Ja nearly led the league in points in the paint this season. He was one of those top players, right? So I love what he's doing there, and he can't take that away because that's what makes him such a great player. But if he wants to have, you know, a 20-year career, we see guys like Russell Westbrook, John Wall, they were famous for doing the exact same things, and we've seen them wear down maybe earlier in their career than what was possible if they were able to develop an outside jump shot, right? So I think if Ja wants to have a 15, 20-year career and not have as many injuries, he's got to develop more of a mid-range game and a three-point game. You know, we've seen him here in the Golden State series shoot with great success, with great efficiency. He's hit more threes in three games against Golden State than he had against Minnesota in that entire series, right? So he's shooting the ball at a super high clip against Golden State. But, again, I don't know if that's sustainable. I don't know. Like I said, we didn't see that throughout the entire Minnesota series. We didn't see that throughout the entire regular season. So I think he's getting hot at the right time. I don't think this is a new part of his game that he's going to have great success in, you know, right away. But he's got to continue to develop that. And that's why a guy like Steph is going to have great longevity, because that three-point shot won't be going anywhere. That mid-range shot won't be going anywhere. A guy who's not famous for necessarily getting to the rim. So if he wants to have a longer career, yes, he's got to develop a mid-range, a three-point game, and maybe not so much on the mid-range because of how great he is with his floater game. We've seen that especially here against Golden State. When he's getting to the rim, a quick spin, a quick floater, he's so fast that, you know, nobody, even a guy like Draymond Green, Gary Payton did have some success. That's why it's a big shame he's not able to be on the floor anymore for Golden State. But he is so fast at getting to his spot. But that floater game, as long as he continues to develop that and, you know, make that a big part of his game, maybe lessen the huge dunks and the attacking the rim with such veracity. Again, that's what makes him who he is, so you can't take that out completely. But if he can develop or continue to develop that floater and then continue to, you know, develop his three-point shot, those are the two biggest factors for me and Ja Morant, you know, having that longevity throughout his career. Like I said, I think you can look at Russell Westbrook and John Wall, and we saw the way that they, you know, they haven't aged very well. John Wall hasn't played, you know, he didn't play at all this past season, not necessarily due to injury, because, you know, the Rockets would rather not have him play whatsoever. We saw how many problems. I don't think it was all Westbrook's fault in LA, but we saw the problems that adding him to the system isn't the same player that he used to be. So if Ja doesn't want to follow in those guys' footsteps, do what they didn't do, and, you know, like you said, develop an outside game.
All right, and definitely Ja Morant is a once-in-a-lifetime talent, and hopefully he can play, as you said, Casey, for the next 15 to 20 years, man. It's just when you have talent like that, you want to foster them and you want to refine them. So definitely we want to see Ja out on that court for many years to come. And now we talk about the Golden State Warriors for a moment. So this series has been intense. So going forward, we know Steph is starting to come alive. We know Klay Thompson, we're starting to see old Klay come back again. And, you know, we see Draymond Green with his passing and his rebounding and whatnot. So what do you expect the Golden State Warriors to do going forward? And which players do you feel, Casey, that are going to have an impact in this series going forward for the Warriors?
Yeah, you know, they got to just play their game. Okay, that's the biggest thing with Golden State. And I don't think that they were doing that in games one and in games two. They shot 18%, okay, 18% from three-point land in the game two loss. I know they bounced back in game three and shot 53% from three. I also don't think that number is sustainable, but they got to play their game, move the ball. Klay has got to quit pressing. We saw that in games one and two, taking unnecessary shots, stopping the flow of that patented Golden State offense when the ball is constantly moving and finding that open shooter. You know, usually one through five, one through four can shoot the basketball on this Warriors roster. So they got to get back to playing their game, and they did exactly that in game three. Now, like I said, if they can build on that and continue to do so, I think they'll have no problem winning a series. But as far as players to watch, you know, Steph has not been himself in the series so far, nor has Klay. Steph is shooting 44% from the floor, which is about his average, but only 32% from three-point land, usually clearly over a 40% three-point shooter throughout the majority of his career. So 32% is not getting it done. He's been inefficient. Klay Thompson, 37% from the floor and 32% from three-point as well. So those two guys have got to be more efficient, and we saw that in game three. So I'm not ruling them off and saying, you know, this is a cause for concern, because at home we saw them get hot. So we got to have those two guys get back to what they were doing in that Denver series. But Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins have been great so far. Poole is averaging 26 points per game against Memphis, 58% from the floor, and 43% from three-point land. So he has been crazy efficient on all three levels. We know he led the league in free throw shooting this past regular season, so we know he can knock it down from the stripe. And Andrew Wiggins has been great defensively, pretty consistent offensively, 16 points per game, getting them right what they need, you know, as that fourth scoring option behind Steph, Clay, and Poole. And his rebounding, that's been the biggest surprise. A guy who didn't average more than four rebounds in the regular season, he's averaging about seven rebounds per game here in the playoffs. He's been a super aggressive player, and a team that has struggled to get second chance opportunities, Wiggins has been giving them those, you know, especially here against Memphis. Like I said, it's about seven rebounds per game. So his fight, his aggressiveness, he's really come alive here in the postseason. And a guy who's a little, you know, mild tempered, you don't always see the emotion coming out of Wiggins. We've seen him talking trash, like I said, getting gritty, getting those offensive rebounds, creating second chance opportunities for his team. We've seen Wiggins come alive here. And we've seen him really show everyone, hey, I can thrive in this role. I deserve to be here. And, you know, I'm a big reason as to why people are considering Golden State to be a title contender. A guy like Andrew Wiggins, a former number one overall pick, as your fourth option, kind of shows how dangerous this team can be. And before we move on, I do want to bring up Jonathan Kuminga, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 65% for Kuminga. In limited time, has played great against Memphis. He had 18 points on 80% shooting in Game 3. He was a big spark plug for him, especially in transition, getting to the rim next to no one can stop him from getting to the basket, especially when he's already taking flight. So those are the players to watch. They got to get back to playing their game because so far in the series, they're only shooting 36% from three. And against Denver, they were shooting 42%, right? So there's a big difference there. They got to shoot more efficiently. And a team that kind of lives and dies from the three-point shot, I'm guessing we're going to see them continue to improve like we saw in Game 3.
All right, and you heard it from him. He's Casey Foreman. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site dedicated to the Golden State Warriors. And, of course, he's the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Casey, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you do over at Blue Man Hoop and also Dudes Talking Sports.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a contributor at Blue Man Hoop, a blog site that Ed was talking about. I've been doing that for 6 months now, having great success doing that. Thank you to everyone who's gone out and read my articles and has supported me in any way possible. I write stories regarding the Golden State Warriors. I try and take a little bit of a different take on where most of the NBA's media is going. My most recent article came out last month, and it was detailing all about what would a ring mean for this Golden State team. It would mean, you know, several things, but, you know, in one specific, you know, the trio in Draymond, Steph, and Clay becoming an all-time trio. If they can get this fourth championship, that's more and all-time trios like MJ, Pippen, and Rodman, more than Bird, McHale, and Parrish. So go check out that article. I think I bring up some very interesting points. It means the dynasty is also not over, right? So go check out my article on Blue Man Hoop, what would a ring mean for the Golden State Warriors, if you're interested at all in what I just talked about. And then as far as Dudes Talking Sports go, the podcast has been going on for about 2 years now. We continue to grow. We break down everything going on in the NFL, in the NBA. We've had a lot of great topics here recently due to the NFL draft, due to NFL free agency, and obviously due to these NBA playoffs, which have been insanely entertaining so far. That podcast comes out on whatever platform you're listening to, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, you know, whatever platform you use. Go check out Dudes Talking Sports for everything going on in the NFL and the NBA with a little bit of a fresh take going along with it with me and my co-host, Tanner File. Ed, thank you so much for having me on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. So tell everybody, Casey, where they can find you on social media as well as Blue Man Hoop and Dudes Talking Sports.
Yeah, go check me out on Twitter, C4 C4Man20, at C4Man20. If you go follow my account on Twitter or even on Instagram, you'll be able to find all the links to my Dudes Talking Sports podcast, to my articles on Blue Man Hoop. You can follow the Dudes Talking Sports page. It's Dudes Talking _pod on Twitter. Like I said, we're posting content on those accounts daily. I am basically live tweeting the NBA playoffs as they go along. So if you're looking for some intense reaction, as the games are going along, go follow me and Dudes Talking Sports on Twitter to get my live reaction from things. And like I said, Dudes Talking Sports comes out every Wednesday. So this upcoming Wednesday, we'll have a new podcast coming out, breaking down what's going on here in the second round of the playoffs. And even more, maybe going to be some additional NFL talk as well, right? But those are the accounts to go follow on Twitter, and that is mainly where we post daily is going to be on Twitter. So go check us out on there.
And what about websites? Are there any websites that the listeners can follow, can go to, whether it be with Blue Man Hoop or Dudes Talking Sports, any websites for those outlets or any websites that you want to promote, let them know that as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, Blue Man Hoop is on the Fansided website, so you can either go to fansided.com or simply look up Blue Man Hoop, and you'll see all the most recent and up-to-date articles coming out. We have some great writers on staff there, whether it be me or a handful of others. So go check us out. We have content posting every single day on Blue Man Hoop. Dudes Talking Sports, it's mainly those social media accounts, Instagram and Twitter. Again, Dudes Talking _pod on Twitter. On Instagram, it's Dudes _talking_sports. Again, that's on Instagram. If you follow both of those accounts, you'll be up to date on everything going on for Tanner File and I, and everything going on for the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Again, comes out on Wednesdays. Wherever you get your podcast, go give us a shout. We'd appreciate any feedback and any listener coming out and checking us out. It would be greatly appreciated.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Casey Foreman. He's a contributor for Blue Man Hoop, which is the blog site dedicated to covering the NBA's Golden State Warriors, part of the Fansided Network, and also creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Check him and his buddy Tanner out, where they give you all the fresh takes on what's going on currently in the world of sports. Casey, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Ed, thank you so much. I will be back.
Well, you heard it from him. He's Casey Foreman. And thanks again, my man. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Thanks.
Poole on the run. Scoop layup is good. Thompson. Catch, drive. Off 1 foot. Nails it. Steph Curry kicks it out to Looney. Back to Curry. Head fake. One dribble. Three-pointer. Got it.
Draymond Green had a bunch of turnovers early as Morant is fouled, but he has done a little bit of everything since then. And you don't want to give a great player a steady diet of how you're defending him. So every now and then, surprise, blitz him, jump him, and disrupt his rhythm.
Shot clock at 6. Anderson makes his move, barrels in the pool. Offensive foul. Anderson doesn't agree, but Poole did an excellent job moving his feet.
He's not, John Morant's not looking over at the bench.
Well, sometimes you got to. I'm sorry, Mike.
Technical foul. Michael Mark on Kyle Anderson now has to be helped. Kyle.
People of Louisiana, Caesars Sportsbook is giving out first bet insurance for all new users, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCZR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet. Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending in Horseshoe, Bossier City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a law. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
The We're Going Family Style deal.
Because I want a bite of your Big Mac.
And I need some of your quarter pound.
I'll try your Filet-O-Fish.
There's a deal for every friend group at McDonald's. Order any two classics for just $6. Price of participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo! Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF.
We're not comfortable
until you are.
Got a furnace on the fridge, AC is bliss. But Williams has seen the worst. Even though we're the experts with heating and air, we're the people first. Exceeding all expectations for three generations. The best service round by far.
With Williams and Sons,
we're not comfortable
until you are.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Casey Foreman, contributor for Blue Man Hoop. The website is ran by Fansided. It provides daily blogs for the NBA's Golden State Warriors. And he is also the creator and co-host of the Dudes Talking Sports podcast. Thanks again to Casey for his insight on the current happenings with the Golden State Warriors. And until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.